If you have been someone who's constantly been called, you know, too intimidating, someone with a lot of standards, someone who is high maintenance, remember, it's not an insult for you. It's a problem with the person perceiving you. Because people who are strong, people who are sure about themselves, people who know their worth, they're not intimidated as easily. For those who don't know me, my name is Ira. I am the host of Irreplaceable. And you can find out my podcast on Spotify and Apple Music. Don't forget to give this video a thumbs up, a like, and please, please, please subscribe to me on Spotify and Apple Music. So continuing with what we were discussing, people who are weak, who are scared, who get easily influenced, and who cannot tolerate seeing someone else be better than them, bigger than them, smarter than them, more accomplished than them, they feel threatened. And that fear that they have, and they can't label it because they don't want to accept that there is a problem in them. They don't want to accept that maybe they are not good enough. So they point the finger at you. They call you intimidating. They call you proud, selfish, all these things to try to get you to pull down and come to their level. But you need to understand that you need to take these things as compliments. You need to understand that it is their insecurity that is screaming. It's not a problem in you. When I was a young kid, when I was back in school, I would be called intimidating a lot. I was academically good. I was athletic. I was also good at extracurricular. And this whole point just felt that this world was after me to humble me down. The term that, oh my God, like you should lower your standards, you should humble down, you should act according to your limit. You'll always see these words being used against women. You will never see a boy in school getting told to calm down because he is too smart, he is too athletic, he is too energizing. For them, boys will be boys. But for them, girls, no. Girls have to be calm, they have to be docile. They do not have to be too threatening, but at the same time, they cannot be less. So it is this and that and this and that. Now, when you are in your formative years and your personality is getting shaped, it's getting formed, and you're constantly being thrown like this, that, hey, you can achieve all this, but up to a limit. Do not threaten someone else. Do not seem too arrogant about it. You know, humble yourself, humble yourself, humble yourself. And it just didn't make sense to me. Like, humble myself for what? And what does humble yourself even mean? You know, the lowest I felt was I had a school teacher in 8th grade who refrained me from participating and sent me to detention. She stopped me from participating in competition. She sent me to detention because I was participating way too much and I was winning all of them and I was not giving other students chance to win. My parents were called. We had to sit with the school principal and I had to be lectured to give other people opportunities and not be so greedy and humble myself and not try to, you know, have everything. They're like, listen, either you select academics or you select sports. You cannot have both. You cannot have it all. What? You cannot have it all? Isn't this a limiting mindset? My whole message to the world has always been, go and test your limits. Go as far as you can. Try to get and achieve as much as you can. Have it all. Have it all. So it's very conflicting that you see it in movies. You see your idols, icons, breaking records, smashing records, achieving the impossible. And you're just a kid and you're trying to match that. And you know you're capable of many other things. Like, yeah, some people can multitask. Some people can't. Some people can handle many things. Some people can't. And that's all right. People are allowed to move at their own pace. You can be a late boomer. You can also be a prodigy. There is no rule. There is no correct way of living. It's just a way of living. People are different and people are different all the time. So you need to understand this, and especially when you start drilling it into a child that you need to humble yourself, you need to, like, you know, be in your limit, you do not, like, need to stand out way too much, like fit in, you just create a factory of sheeps. And then you're like, oh, what is happening with today's kids? Where is the economy going? Really? And then you grow up and then you get exposed to social media and then you realize that exceptional people are celebrated. People who are different, people who are unique are celebrated. And this whole point and this whole ideology that has been drilled down into you, that has been indoctrinated into you, that you have to be pigeonholed into something you were not by default, you start questioning the whole world. You start questioning right from wrong. And you start doubting everyone you had trusted before because they lied to you, right? Initially, they held you back from your own success. Why should you trust them now? Why should you take their advice now? So for all those people, and especially girls who have been called intimidating, who have been called too much, who threaten other people by just existing, own your energy. Accept your energy. That's your fate. You were born to be different. Stop denying it. That's step one, okay? Accept that you're different, okay? And then start commanding that energy. When other people get intimidated by you, threatened by you, that's your immediate signal that they are not meant for you. They are never meant for you. Do not take this as a rejection to your heart. Do not take this as a question mark on your own caliber. Do not take this as a doubt on your integrity or your skill. This person cannot handle my energy, and that's fine. People have different auras and energy all the time. Some people are for you and some people are not. Would you rather be picked by all, or would you rather be picked by few really incredible people? Always remember, quality over quantity, quality over quantity. And once you understand these two things, that one, I need to accept who I am. Two, some people are going to like me, some people are not. That's it. You'll be unstoppable because you have that kind of energy that attracts people anyways. Like, people want to see, but they don't want to touch. You're like fire. Okay, you're threatening. You're beautiful at the same time. But hell if anyone touches you. So you need to understand and act accordingly. You know, a couple of weeks ago, this friend of mine, she goes like, hey, I think, you know, I don't understand, like, when people call me intimidating, what does that mean? I'm like, girl, that means that's a compliment. That's a compliment. If someone calls you intimidating, you need to understand that you're way above their league. Especially when it comes to dating, when it comes to relationships. If someone calls you intimidating, that means, one, they're not ready for you. They just admitted they're not ready for you. You are a lot for them to handle. And two, they themselves are indicating it to you that you're out of their league. Go with someone who can match that energy. You should always look out for those people who match the same amount of energy you give out. Because then it would be amazing. Then it would be a rhythm. Then it would be cyclic. Then it would be compatible. And unless until you realize this, you're just going to roam around, find so many people, just beat around the bush, go from here and then just keep tossing it on. Because one, you haven't accepted who you are. And two, you accept being small to make someone else feel adequate. You want to fit in so bad. You are so desperate into acting small to make other people feel big. How long will you keep denying yourself? And how long will this go on? It will eventually burn you out. You will get the ache. You would get frustrated. You would start resenting. So before someone else tells you this, hear it from me. Tap into your energy and understand your purpose. Once you understand the kind of energy you bring, the kind of person you are, wear it as a badge of honor. the lion doesn't make itself meek to fit in with sheep, or because the wolf felt threatened, or because the hyenas didn't feel good. You know, I'm trying to like explain it to you through analogies, but you need to understand that you are who you are. And if other people really need to nail it down in your head so that you fit in, it's not for your own betterment. It's for their betterment. They can't see you in a certain way, in a certain light. They would rather have you small and accommodating for them than they being accommodating for you. Do you hear that? Do you understand what I just said? So if you're going to be a person who's going to accommodate everyone, who's going to be accepting towards everyone, but not get the same energy back, if you understand that you are the biggest in, you know, the current pool you're in, okay, let's say you're in a small town, and you are the brightest, smartest, most talented person there, what do? You move. You go to a place where, one, you're recognized, your talents are recognized, and number two, where you fit in and you have competition and you have space to grow. I don't know, was it the shark fish? There is this fish. I think it's the shark fish that if you put it in an aquarium glass bowl, it will only grow up to the size that is accommodating for that bowl. If you put it in a bigger bowl, it will become bigger. If you put it in a pond, it'll become even more bigger. If you put it in the sea, it'll become even more bigger. You see where I'm going with this? You have to put yourself in those situations, in those surroundings, in those environments that is going to help you grow to your full potential. If you will be a person in a small town with limited opportunities, not growing to your full potential, you will end up frustrated. Let it be your career, if it's a job that you don't like, if it's a job for which you're overqualified, if it's an academic course that's not challenging enough for you, if it's a partner who's not understanding or at the same level as you are, or it's a friend who does not understand the lifestyle you live. You need to understand all the fishes in the pool and think, do I fit in? Do I belong here? Or do I need to move out and find out what's out there? Something that's enough for me. Because if you're going to be intimidating, if you're going to be too much, rather go somewhere else and be just good. Be just as. That is much better than living a frustrated life where you're limited and always thinking, what if? What if I had done that? What if I would have gone for this, taken that course, gotten that flight, left the country? And this is a challenge intimidating people feel a lot, because you're meant for bigger things. It's a signal. It's a gut feeling. It's literally channeling from inside. And your energy is so powerful and threatening that people around you get scared. People around you can sense it. People can look at your photos and sense it. People can read your resume and send it that, oh my God. So wear it as a badge of honor. And next time someone calls you intimidating, say, thank you. That's all for today's episode. I hope I could give you the pep talk you needed, you wanted, and you should have heard. And if you like this and you liked more, please like this episode and please follow me. And please, please listen to my podcast and give it a good rating. Thank you all. Until next time.